This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With six series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Do you want children to know where the food comes from? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Ag in the Classroom program is teaching school children about where their food comes from and modern agriculture through the many classroom activities developed for teachers. Children of today are the future of tomorrow's success in agriculture. Join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, to continue the Ag in the Classroom programs, our future in agriculture.
First of all, in our news on this Tuesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.10 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. July wheat trading at 7.14 and three quarter, down 2 and three quarter. May corn trading at 6.38 and three quarter, up 5 and a quarter. July corn trading at 6.22, up 2 and a half. May soybeans trading at 13.78 and a quarter, up a quarter. July beans trading at 13.56 and a half, down 1 and a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 7.12 and a half, up 13 and one half. July wheat ended at 7.17 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. September wheat ended at 7.25 and a quarter, up 13. May corn yesterday ended at 6.33 and a half, up 4 and a half. July corn ended at 6.19 and a half, up 1 and three quarter. September corn ended at 5.51 and a quarter, down 3 quarter. May soybeans yesterday ended at 13.78, up 16 and a quarter. July beans ended at 13.58, up 14 and a quarter. August beans ended at 13.29 and a quarter, up 12. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 393.30, up 15. July meal ended at $393, up a quarter. And August meal ended at $382, up 23. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.52, up 69. July oil ended at 49.76, up 65. August oil ended at 49.77, up 63. And May oats yesterday ended at 363 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. July oats ended at 356, up 4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Monday afternoon. Soybean values drew strength from technical buying at the Board of Trade, stronger soybean oil values, and good export inspection figures. Stronger wheat values were supported by good export interest and the cold temperatures in the weather forecast for the Plain States. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents stronger at 633 to 648. while soybean bids were up 16 to 20 cents at $13.78 to $13.95. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids up 2 to 4 cents at $6.42 to $6.53, while soybeans advanced 18 to 20 cents at $13.92 to $14.08. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 to 5 cents at $6.20 to $6.62. Soybeans gained 15 to 16 cents, ranging from $13.92 to $14.10. And the wheat price is up 10 to 13 cents at $7 to $7.17. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 13 to 21 cents stronger at $14.23 to $14.38. Basis ended mixed, ranging from 45 to 60 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $1.50 a ton to range from $400.30 up to $407.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 2 to 5 cents at $6.55 to $6.73, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at $22 to $40 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents stronger at $6.47 to $6.52. So basis gained 1 to 2 cents at 14 to 19 over the May. Soybeans ended 16 cents higher at at 14.06 to 14.18, with basis steady at 28 to 40 over the May. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gaining 13 cents at 7.07 to 7.17, with basis steady at 10 under to option July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 9 cents stronger at $6.42 to $6.51. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 19 to 20 cents with quotations at $14.18 to $14.22. Soft red winter wheat up 17 at $7.25 to $7.26, while the Milo gained a nickel at $6.18 to $6.19. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those areas range from $4.94 up to $5.11 for new crop corn. New crop soybean bids range from $11.83 to $12.02. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.96 up to $5.12. New crop soybean bids at $11.93 to $12.12. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $4.93 up to $7.17. New crop soybean bids at $12 even up to $12.26, and the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $6.85 up to $7.14. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, April hogs ended at $80.52 up a half dollar. May hogs ended at $87.30 up 40. June hogs ended at $90.55 up 85. April cattle yesterday ended at $126.27 up a quarter. June cattle ended at $122.02 up 52. And August cattle ended at $122.75 up a half dollar. April feeder cattle yesterday $142.75 up 17. May feeders $144.75 up 45. August feeders, $151.75 up 55. And back we go to the Department of Agriculture for a recap of the livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis were 65 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $74 to $79. With the weighted average carcass price of $76.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 46 to 50, with the 4 to 5 weights at 49 to 54, the 5 to 550 weights 53 to 56, and 550 and up 55 to 58. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points traded steady with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 51 to 56, with a few up to 58. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,385 head. Greenville special cattle sale for April the 6th had receipts of 3,253 head. A heavy offering was met with an active trade and a very good demand by a moderate crowd. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 180 to 189, 5 to 6 weights, 157 to 170, and the 6 to 7 weights at 145 to 159. 7 and 8 weight cattle were 130 to 140, and they had some 8 to 900 pounders at 128 to 133. Feeder Holstein steers, 3 to 4 weights, were 114 to 123, the 4 to 5 weights 101 to 116, the 5 to 6 weights 91 to 103, and 6 to 7 weights 90 to 97. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 173 to 180, 4 to 5 weights 166 to 175, 50, 5 to 6 weights at 140 to 153, and the 6 to 700 weight at 125, 50 to 135. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was very slow with light to moderate demand and offerings. No loads were traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 77.12, which was a penny higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $190.95, which was 37 cents lower, with select carcasses at $186.46, which was 55 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, which compared to 108,000 last week and 98,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 416,000, which compared to 290,000 last week and 283,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The spot dairy prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange are not available to us on this Tuesday morning. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.45, and for May, $6.57. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.37, and for May, $6.49. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14, and for May, $13.83. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.92. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $6.45. Corn at Scottville, $6.37. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14. And wheat at Scottville, $6.92. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. It's 6:22, color radar showing no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Across mid-Illinois today, partly cloudy skies, windy, high temperatures in the upper 70s. We will have south winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, low temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, occasional showers, highs in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and colder, a A chance of showers on Thursday. Low temperatures falling to the low 30s. High temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm. The barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In the news this morning, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau recently talked to the president of the Madison County Farm Bureau, Steve Kohler, about his position, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Last week, we stopped in Madison County, visited with the president of the Madison County Farm Bureau, Steve Kohler. Steve starts his third year as president of the Madison County Group and talks more about that position.
Well, I had the desire to be president of Madison County Farm Bureau due to the fact that my grandfather back in the 1920s was president and my dad was a past president in the 70s. And through the history of my uncle being on the board also for 20-something years, I kept hearing a lot about Farm Bureau and the importance of it, and I saw how much they do for Illinois' agriculture. So I had the desire to become president and hopefully help it make it better also.
And as a producer today, you still see the benefit?
Definitely. Yeah. Illinois Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau in general, there's so many benefits that they do behind the scenes for American agriculture that the small amount of dues that we pay, the returns, it's astronomical.
So how are field conditions as we start this month of April? We know it's way different than last year, but tell us how soil conditions are down here.
Right now, we're still a little on the wet side. There's a few people starting to work a little dirt, get the ditches in shape for planting time. In Godfrey, it's a little wet, so we're going to wait and see what this next weather front does come Monday, Tuesday.
So you're thinking actually will be week to 10 days if all goes right?
If this rain event does not happen the first of the next week, we should be in the field probably Tuesday or Wednesday putting anhydrous on.
Let's talk about seed. Did you get everything you ordered, and are you a little concerned that if you don't get it right the first time, there won't be a bunch of supply in the back?
Yeah, my initial order came through as it was supposed to. Everything came through, but the concern is, like you said, was the replant. The numbers aren't going to be there, so we'll have to do some substituting.
Tell us how your farm looks today. Who helps you run the farm, and tell us a little bit of how it looks over there.
My two nephews, Nick and Brad Kohler, helped me on the farm, my brother's sons. He passed away 4 years ago, and so they want to carry the tradition on to be the next Kohler brothers. So That's what we're striding for.
Biggest concern, Steve, as you start another season?
One of the biggest concerns, of course, is the governmental, the subsidies for the crop insurance, the farm bill, and also the prices. They're predicting another large crop, and with Brazil coming on a larger crop and China, that could affect our prices drastically.
Steve, your annual meeting was just here a few weeks back, and a pretty special meeting for you. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I was really surprised. Tom Jett, our manager, was given his report and started talking about the family's involvement in Farm Bureau. And my mom was there, and my nephews were there, and my brother was there. And it's kind of strange they were all there at this annual meeting. And then they surprised me by presenting the Kohler family with a plaque, a picture, a presentation for all the years of service from my dad, my grandpa, and my uncle, and myself involved in Madison County Farm Bureau.
Meant a lot then?
Oh, yes, it did. Quite a bit.
Steve Kohler, president of the Madison County Farm Bureau. Good luck to Steve and to the Farm Bureau as they head into another growing season in Madison County. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Thank you, Rita. Pork producers invest in science and research priorities with their checkoff funds. National Pork Board Vice President of Science and Technology, Dr. Paul Sundberg, offers insight into this vital part of the checkoff program.
We do research in animal welfare, in PERS, and swine health, environment, in food safety, in public health, and in production. So there's a lot of activity going on in the research areas, and it all happens because producers will support with their checkoff funds the research that will help them out on the farm. That's probably the most important thing that we try to do, is make our research impactful for producers on the farm. We make sure that we leverage money when it's available, and we make sure that our research is coordinated with other efforts across the country.
The Pork Checkoff leverages dollars from other sources to get more bang for the buck.
We always have our antenna up, looking for opportunities to put our money together with others' money in order to address the producers' research priorities. One thing that we've done is ask our researchers about the impact that our research has had and how that's made a difference with leveraging other money.
This past year, the Pork Checkoff evaluated research funding over the past 5 years. Dr. Sundberg says the producer investment has resulted in other research opportunities.
Oftentimes what happens is Checkoff will put money into a research project, and that will lead to other research down the road. Of about $25 million in the last 5 years that we've put into research, it has resulted in another $45 million worth of money coming into those researchers that directly impacts producers, directly impacts the producer priorities and Checkoff research priorities. So it's a real good example of the leverage and the reach that producer checkoff money can have. In addition to the direct funding, it also means that there's a lot of other activity that goes on because of our research funding.
Packages of fresh pork cuts in retail meat cases across the United States will be released soon. This is a result of 18 months of research by the National Pork Board and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which showed consumers are often confused by different names for similar meat cuts and don't know how to cook a variety of cuts. National Pork Board President Conley Nelson says the new names will help change the way consumers and retailers talk about pork and clear up confusion consumers currently experience at the meat case. The loin chop will now be referred to as the pork porterhouse chop, a rib chop center as pork ribeye chop bone-in, a rib chop as pork ribeye chop, and a top loin chop as the pork New York chop. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Board, the domestic food service market for beef is huge. Close to 8 billion pounds of beef are sold in commercial and non-commercial establishments. In 2012, beef wholesale operator purchases reached nearly $33 billion. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Director of Market Intelligence, Trevor Ammon, says volume and demand for ground beef at food service has remained steadily strong. He adds that there's been great growth in beef volume from steaks, roasts, and whole muscle cuts. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 7.08¾, down 3¾. July wheat trading at 7.13¾, down 3¾. May corn trading at 6.37¼, up 3¾. July corn trading at 6.21, up 1½. May soybeans now trading at 13.76½, down 1½. July beans trading at 13.55, down 3. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder.